Hey, how you doing? Good morning. Good morning. It's Pete again, and thanks for being here. Thanks for listening to my podcast, Rants from Hell, another brain crack. And I had a little bit too much cream-rich coffee today, man. It's giving me a little bit of agita. But here we are. Just wanted to say hi. Do a quick little rant today. I mean, it's, what is it now? March 1st, 2020. 2021, actually. Oh my God. Things are so fucked up. I don't even know what fucking year I'm in. March 1st, 2021. What's a difference? But here we are. And, you know, I go through social media. You know, I'm on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all that shit. And, you know, I'm on there for my comedy, for my brand, to, you know, chat with friends, entertain my fans, that kind of stuff. And I enjoy that. But again, you know, as I've mentioned before, you have to go through a whole bunch of fucking garbage and people posting shit and people arguing, you know, stuff like politics and religion, those kind of things. I never really get into it. It's not my brand. I mean, you know, what I think about it, I keep to myself. I mean, it's not what I talk about. And if you're going to go out there and you're going to slam one thing versus another, you're always going to cause a fight, start a fight, alienate. You know, you express an opinion about something, you're always going to alienate and piss off 50% of the people out there. So, and to be honest, it's not my brand. My brand is comedy, you know, observational comedy. I like to rant. I like to, you know, like my title says, Rants from Hell, Another Brain Crack. I love to crack my brain, whatever the fuck that means. But then you go through social media and, oh my God, the shit out there, you know, people saying one thing, people saying another thing. You get the conspiracy theories and you get the people who think they're know-it-alls and people who have no fucking idea what they're talking about and they're beaking off and they're pissing people off. You know what? I've known people like that. I've known personally, I know people like that. I even have people in extended family who I don't even talk to anymore because they just fucking squash my balls. But, you know, it's one of those things. I have like I made up a little expression. I don't know if it exists or not or if I invent the expression, but just, you know, the father wisdom and the mother wisdom. You know, these fucking people who think that it's they're put on this earth by God or whatever deity or supernatural force or aliens, whatever they want to give credit to for them being here. They think that they're on this planet just to fucking direct people. You know what I mean? They know everything all the time. They're always right. They're always righteous. They're always holier than thou. And they're the ones who are running around pointing at everybody else, giving your fucking opinion, interfering, you know, unsolicited advice and criticism. These people here, I want to fucking just, you know, I want to, I don't even know what I want to do. I want to just say, you know, well, listen, go fuck off. Get fucking educated, first of all. If you're going to talk about a subject, get fucking educated. You know, personally, I don't like to run around and talk about shit that I have no idea about. If I don't know anything about something, I usually keep my mouth shut. Or just, you know, if I'm asked, I'll give an opinion. And if there's a rebuttal or someone wants to correct me, fine. I'm open like that. I'm open-minded like that. But you get these fucking people who, you know, they have a wild fucking hair up their ass. They get this idea in their fucking brain that they know something. And they can't wait to spew it out to the rest of the general public or their friends or their family, especially when it's not even fucking, no one asked you and they're interfering in your life and interfering in your decisions. And they're, you know what I mean? Again, I've known, you know, people in my extended family like that. I've had, you know, I know acquaintances who are like that. My God, you know how fucking obnoxious, fucking irritating you are when you run around acting that way? You know how fucking they piss me off so much. I want to like fucking just grab them and shove them in a fucking sleeping bag and then duct tape the top of the sleeping bag shut and let them fucking just sit in there for a month. My God, man. The, you know, father wisdom and mother wisdom. You know, you're at a party and they're always the first to criticize everybody else. Or they're running around and, oh, I know this and, oh, I know that. And, you know, my God, man. So a lot of this shit has come out even more so now. you know, with what's going on and the quarantines and the pandemic and the this and the that, and you know, all the conspiracy. Okay, I know everybody has a right to say what they want. This is not what I'm talking about. Of course, everybody has a right to express their opinion, express their knowledge, express their facts, express their fucking fantasies, whatever it is. Freedom of speech, although I think is going away, unfortunately, and we all should wake up and realize that freedom of speech is vanishing. But of course, everybody has freedom of speech. Everybody can say what they want. But I'm talking about when, I don't get involved in that shit online with, especially with strangers or whatever. It's not my brand, first of all. I'm on here for a different purpose. I have a brand. I have my persona, but I'm talking about on a personal level, you know, and I've gotten into arguments with people who they clearly don't know what the fuck they're talking about. And, by the way, for those out there, and if you're listening, I know that you know this is for you. You know, if you've no fucking, if you want to run around and talk politics and you want to preach politics and you want to bash people's head in with your quote unquote knowledge of politics and what's going on in the world, make sure that you know what the fuck you're talking about. And no, by the way, you know, since the quarantine started and all you do, because you have no fucking job, you have no fucking life, you have no fucking self-esteem, and you don't know what the fuck you're talking about, and you're completely contradicting yourself, but staying at home for you know, 11 months and watching CNN 24/7 like a fucking mort doesn't make you an expert at anything. Hey, if you're watching CNN 24/7 and you think you're getting information, and I have to quote Bill Burr, you know, the amazing Bill Burr. He said the same thing. And I kind of been inspired from Bill Burr. I'm going to start speaking up about this too. If you're watching CNN and Fox News and all the mainstream media 24/7 and you think you're getting informed, you're a fucking moron, because you're not. It's corporate, commercial, political propaganda. That's all it is, man. Anyway, but back to my personal subject here. People, you know, like, I've been approached by some friends, well, one or two, actually, and then some, you know, moronic extended family members who think that they have to go out of their way to try and save me and tell me what the score is and tell me what to do and how to live my life, and this is what you gotta do and that's what you gotta do and that's what you gotta do. Number one, I never fucking asked you for anything. Number two, you have no fucking idea what you're talking about. Number three, these are the people whose lives are a fucking joke to begin with. Their lives are horrifically fucked. And they're running around, and this is usually the ones who are running around doing all the pointing and criticizing and interfering. Their lives are a fucking complete fucking dumpster, a shit dumpster fire. And they're running around pointing and doing this and doing that. At least do some research and know what the fuck you're talking about. Jesus Christ. You know, when you know that you know something, you know, if I know more about a certain subject and I know that I know, and then some other guy comes along and he's clearly a fucking ignorant moron who, you know, he just adopts whatever opinion is garbage is floating on social media, and all of a sudden, yeah, and he's hopping on the bandwagon and he wants to be part of this fucking group of whatever, and this and that, and they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. You know how frustrating and irritating and fucking stupid you are? My God. And that, God forbid that they are an expert on something. These people here, if you're on a discussion about something that they definitely are an expert on, and you can't even discuss it with them, because if they know that they're right, oh, you don't know what you're talking about, and I don't even want to discuss this with you because you're below my intelligent level, you're below my value, you're below me, I don't even need to discuss this with you. Holy fuck, man. I mean, grow up a little bit. Number one, nobody gives a shit. about what your opinion is. If you're running around and you're interfering in people and you're injecting and shoehorning yourself into fucking conversations that you weren't even invited, doesn't concern you, unsolicited. Nobody really wants unsolicited interference, advice, and criticism. If I'm going to go out of my way and you know, come up to somebody and ask you for advice and ask you for help, ask you what you think, that's a different story. But you know how many times I've had people, I'm not going to say it's a lot, but it just pisses me off, the few that I've come across in my life who decide that, you know, they have to school me, they have to learn me. Oh, you don't know, let me tell you about this, and you should be doing that, and you got to be doing that. What the fuck are you doing? You know, for instance, absolute imbecile moron from my extended family. Fucking guy's walking up to me, giving me advice on, you got to do this, and you got to do that, and you got to pull up your socks, and you got to pull up your sack, and you got to man up, and you got to do that. Meanwhile, this fucking imbecile fucking moron here hasn't even been working for a fucking full decade. No job, no self-esteem, no nothing, just running around like a total fucking loser. And he's getting his jollies running around, and not just to me, running around trying to tell everybody what to do and pointing here and pointing there. And meanwhile, he's got more fucking skeletons in his fucking closet than a fucking cemetery does, man. You know, let me give you a little bit of advice. And I've talked about this subject before, and I figured I'll talk about it one more time and then never fucking talk about it again. These people, these father and mother wisdoms who think that they have to run everybody's life, fuck you. This is the best advice I can give you. Just fuck off. Because you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. These are just fucking schmucks. The schmucks that run around and they have to pick fucking arguments on subjects that they have no fucking idea about. Jesus Christ. It's just exhausting, man. And this is what social media is full of now. Okay, that's what it is. Whether you're on Facebook or on Instagram or on Twitter or on your mother's ass or your mother's cunt or fuck yourself or fuck that. morons expressing their fucking ignorantopinions.com. That should be a good website right there. Yeah, but you know what? Find other people who you can, you know, have these little finger fuck fests with. Stay the fuck away from me. I don't care. I don't want to know about it. And this is the best part. When you finally had enough of these people, and you just don't bother with them anymore. You don't even fucking seek them out. You don't return their calls. You don't want to fucking deal with them anymore because, first of all, I have a lot of shit on my plate already. And if every time that I talk to you or I meet you, you're going to just, you know, spew this fucking garbage and you're going to argue. They look for an argument. They just want to fight with somebody. And even though they have no fucking clue at all as to what they're talking about, and they're just fucking schmucks. And I get tired of it, man. I get tired of it. It drains my fucking energy. It drains the fucking nice out of you. It drains the life force out of you. I don't need you. And then when they don't hear from you for a while, then they're like, oh, what happened? You don't love me no more, and you don't want to talk anymore. And you know what I mean? It's I must have the most fascinating personality in the world, because there's been several people who I just cut out of my life because they're just toxic and I don't want to hear from them anymore. I don't want them to have anything. I'm just fucking tired of them. And then I walk away and I live my life and I move on, and they're still fucking calling and emailing and texting and this and that, even years later. You know, if I'm such an idiot and I don't know what I'm talking about and you're so right and I'm a moron and I'm immoral and I don't know this and I don't know that and I'm ignorant, then fuck off. Why would you want to waste your time with me anymore? If I've cut you loose, fuck off. You should be happy that you don't have to deal with me anymore. But no, I keep hearing from these fucking assholes. Anyway, you tell me what it is. You know, I like to rant, and I like to talk, and I like to talk about stuff, and give my opinion, whatever. And I'm doing that you know, on my podcast, in my YouTube channel, and I'm giving my, you know, and a lot of it's entertainment, you know, so we're talking. But I don't think I've ever done this once. I never go out of my way and walk up to somebody and inject myself into their life and say, hey, by the way, come with me. Let's have a conversation on the porch because I'm going to tell you how stupid you are and how wrong you are and how you're doing this wrong and how you're doing that wrong and how you don't know what you're talking about and you need to pull up your socks and pull up your cock and pull up your scrote and I'm going to tell you how to do it. But meanwhile, these are the fucking people whose lives are a fucking elephant abortion, man. Their lives are a fucking dumpster fire from fucking hell. And they're running around trying to be the, you know, fuck off. Do you ever have anybody, have you ever had anybody in your life before or now who just, you know, they just fuck off. Shut the fuck up. Get away from me. No one asked you to interfere. No one gives a shit about your advice. No one gives a shit about your opinion. Just fuck off. You ever had anybody like that in your life? I'm telling you, man, it fucking drains the fucking shit out of you. So this is it. I know I seem even more spicy and even more... Today I am ranting from hell. I'm ranting from the depths of hell today because this subject pisses me off like a motherfucker. However, have a sip of my coffee here. But I thank you. I thank you for being friends. I thank you for being fans, for checking out my podcast, checking out my YouTube channel. And you can always contact me. Let me know what you think. Let me know what's going on. Say hi. Say hey, you know, whatever. Let me know. Contact me on Twitter at RealPeteNero. And thanks so much. I love you guys.